The debate over nature versus nurture has been played out on a number of subjects over the years, but new research from the University of Arizona brings the question to a more personal level, affection. And the results appear to be different for women than for men. Corey Floyd has spent the last 2+ decades researching how people share and communicate affection. Floyd is a professor of communication at the U of A's College of Social and Behavioral Sciences, and he spoke with our co-host, Mark Brody.
You know, I've thought long and hard about the idea that some of us just are more affectionate people than others, that that's something that we vary from person to person on. And it may make sense logically to look first at the environment as a way to figure out why one person might be more affectionate than another. Maybe I grew up with more affectionate parents. Maybe my friends were more affectionate. I saw that on television. My environmental influences led me to be one way versus the other. But the more I've thought about it, the more convinced I am that that's only part of the answer. That in fact, there's also some extent to which we inherit a predisposition to being one way or the other genetically. And this newer study has shown that in fact, that's the case, that it's not a question of nature versus nurture, but in fact, nature and nurture working together to make us who we are.
So do we inherit our relative level of affection the same way we inherit, for example, what color hair we have or what color eyes we have or how tall we're going to be?
To some extent, we do. Now, I think what's important to remember when we talk about genetics is that what we're actually inheriting is a predisposition to be a certain way. So some of us are more outgoing than others. Some of us are shyer. Some of us worry more. Some people are more happy-go-lucky. We have a certain predisposition toward a particular way of being in the world, a particular personality type. Doesn't necessarily mean we always choose to be that way, but some of us simply are more of one way than another, including affectionate. And what this new research has found is that for women, about half of their predisposition to be affectionate is inherited genetically, and about half from their environment. For men, it's quite a different story. It's entirely environmental.
Why do you think it is that there's such a disparity between men and women here?
It's a wonderful question, and at this point, we can only speculate about the meaning, because this was the first study to actually document this difference between men and women. We don't know at this point if it's actually real, if it was just a fluke. We won't really know that until we study it more.
When you look at the environment and genetics, is one easier to overcome? I mean, you mentioned with genetics, for example, we're predisposed to something, but that doesn't necessarily mean that's exactly how it's going to be. Is one of those more easy to overcome than the other?
Not necessarily. It would seem like it would be. It would seem like the environment is much more malleable. And so it would seem to be the case. But in fact, I'm not positive that it is. Number one, because there are so many influences in our environment that it's virtually impossible to pay attention to, let alone to control all of them. And second, because what our genes actually give us is a predisposition to be a certain way. So I don't think that either our genes or our environment lock us into a certain way of being or restrict the range of behaviors that we can engage in socially. They simply steer us in certain directions, and we, with the right attention, can steer ourselves in better directions.
So basically you're saying if, for example, somebody would like to be more affectionate, that is something that they can do regardless of how they grew up or even, in fact, their genetic predisposition to maybe not be affectionate.
It absolutely is. And probably all of us know people who, let's say, married or partnered up with someone who was much more affectionate, much more demonstrative than they were. And over time, they began to come out of their shell. They began to become more demonstrative, more affectionate.
I'm wondering about the actual definition of affection, and not necessarily the clinical one, but how individuals actually define it. And I can imagine there being instances where one partner might say, well, my partner's not that affectionate, and the other partner would say, well, sure I am, but maybe not in the way you would like me to be. Does that maybe semantic difference to some extent play a role here as well?
It happens all the time. You know, in my research, I've frequently come across people who explore that kind of complaint that my partner, my spouse doesn't show me the affection that I want, that I feel that I deserve. And often upon reflection, they discover that they're actually getting quite a bit more affection than they realized. But in making that claim and making that complaint, they have focused their attention on very particular behaviors. So I don't get enough hugs. I don't get enough kisses. You don't bring me flowers anymore, that sort of thing. But the truth is that people have quite a wide variety, quite a range of behaviors that they use to show affection. Some are very overt, very demonstrative, like saying I love you or putting my arms around you. And others actually are much more instrumental, like doing favors for you or things that have task value that I do out of my love, out of my care for you. And so one of the things that I'm often counseling people to do when they feel affection deprived is consider the ways that their partners, the ways that their loved ones may already be showing them affection that they're simply overlooking right now. And often when they do that, they realize they're not nearly as deprived as they thought.
All right. That is Corey Floyd, a professor of communication in the College of Social and Behavioral Sciences at the University of Arizona. Corey, thanks for the conversation. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, my pleasure.